The World This Week, Politics.
Israel said that its soldiers were operating in the heart of Gaza City, where it believes Hamas's underground headquarters are located. Yoav Gallant, Israel's defense minister, said that Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas in Gaza, had been isolated in his bunker, though he did not say where. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, said that Israel would be responsible for Gaza's security for an indefinite period after the war. The next day, Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, said that after the war, Gaza and the West Bank should be unified under the control of the Palestinian Authority, or PA. Mr. Blinken sought to persuade Mr. Netanyahu to agree to a humanitarian pause. The American diplomat met Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the PA, who demanded an immediate ceasefire. American warplanes struck a weapons depot in Syria used by Iran. More than 10,500 Palestinians, including 4,300 children, have been killed in the month-long war, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry. Civilians continue to flee from the north of the enclave, where the fighting is fiercest. A year out from America's presidential election, Democrats triumphed in several state races. They took full control of the General Assembly in Virginia, and in Kentucky, Andy Beshear was re-elected as governor. Voters in Ohio passed a constitutional amendment to guarantee abortion access. Donald Trump lashed out at his accusers in a civil fraud trial in New York. In a four-hour testimony, the former president disputed claims that he had deceived banks in his real estate dealings. In September, he was found liable for fraud. The trial will determine his punishment. Separately, Mr. Trump skipped the third debate of Republican presidential hopefuls. Russia launched its biggest drone attack on Ukraine in weeks, targeting infrastructure in the country's west and south. It also struck homes in Kharkiv, the second largest city, and a civilian ship in Odessa on the Black Sea. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, warned that Russia was ramping up its attacks ahead of the winter. The European Union's executive recommended opening accession talks with Ukraine and Moldova when the bloc's leaders next meet in mid-December. Ukraine, which was granted candidate status after it was invaded by Russia last year, was lauded for its reforms. The EU's annual enlargement report also flagged some remaining problems with corruption and the mistreatment of minorities. António Costa, Portugal's prime minister since 2015, resigned after police searched his residence and detained his chief of staff as part of a corruption probe. The investigation is looking into lithium mines and a green hydrogen plant, which Mr. Costa's socialist government has enthusiastically endorsed.